Today is Monday, August 19th. What to know today about an attack in Afghanistan and a potential deal that could impact America's longest war. Plus, who needs a Fitbit when you have stick-on sensors? IKEA goes all in on smart home tech and a surprise win at the box office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with some sad news out of Afghanistan. What was supposed to be a happy wedding day in the capital of Kabul ended with a terror attack. The AP reports it was the deadliest attack there this year. At least 63 people died and more than 180 were hurt when a bomb went off at the wedding. A local affiliate of the Islamic State, or ISIS, claimed responsibility. But CNN reports Afghanistan's president is also blaming the Taliban for giving terrorist groups a platform. The Taliban is a religious militant group there in Afghanistan. The group says it had nothing to do with this latest attack and even condemned it. But it's causing some doubt about how much good a possible deal between the U.S. and the Taliban could really do to stop violence. Yes, the U.S. has been working on a potential peace deal with the extremist group, the Taliban. If the deal actually does happen, it could be a big step toward ending America's longest-running war. Remember, the conflict there has been going on for 18 years now. But critics aren't so sure the U.S. can trust what the Taliban promises. Either way, what could this deal look like? The New York Times says the U.S. would pull thousands of American troops out of Afghanistan. In exchange, the Taliban would agree not to support other terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and make sure they couldn't use anywhere in Afghanistan to plot more attacks. The AP says a deal could be finalized within days, but this is pretty complicated, and those final details tend to be the toughest. To be continued. Hundreds of thousands of protesters hit the streets again in Hong Kong, making it one of the largest marches in weeks. But this one was a bit different. It was peaceful, meant to be a reset of sorts. Reuters reports it was the calmest weekend protest since all of this started. The Wall Street Journal says it was the first time in nearly a month that police did not use tear gas. In fact, protesters even apologized for how things went last week at Hong Kong's airport when nearly 1,000 flights were canceled. Protests first started back in June over a proposed law to send suspected criminals to mainland China. But it turned into more than that. It's now a way for people to voice all of their concerns about China's government having more control in Hong Kong. Because remember, Hong Kong is a territory of China, but it has independence, like its own government and justice system. So now officials say as long as protests stay calm and peaceful, they're willing to talk. Stay tuned. Back in the U.S., President Trump is brushing off worries that a recession could be coming. He told reporters the economy is doing, quote, tremendously well, and his top economic advisor agreed, pointing to strong retail sales and low unemployment. They're trying to calm fears because Wall Street had its worst day of the year last week. Remember, the Dow fell 800 points on Wednesday, and the bond markets were showing some signs that we've seen before that have led to recessions in the past. There's also the trade war between the U.S. and China that's still going on. So CBS News says people aren't quite as confident in the market as they were earlier this summer. And the Wall Street Journal reports economic forecasters have even raised the odds of another recession happening. Either way, the stakes are high, both for the economy itself and possibly for the 2020 election, since the economy is always a big election issue. Scientists want to draw attention to the effects of climate change, so they put on a ceremony, or even a funeral of sorts, to talk about the first Icelandic glacier that melted and disappeared. We're talking about the Okiokol Glacier in Iceland, known as OK for short. CNN reports it's been extinct for 10 years, but researchers made a death certificate and held a memorial for it over the weekend as a public warning. Experts say all of the Earth's glaciers will be gone in the next 200 years if nothing is done. And that if glaciers keep melting at this rate, ocean levels will continue to rise, which means islands and cities will eventually end up underwater. A plaque placed near the glacier site says, quote, "We know what's happening and what needs to be done." All right, we have a little bit of sports news for you. First, former NFL running back Cedric Benson has died. ESPN reports he died in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. Benson played 8 years in the NFL with the Chicago Bears, Cincinnati Bengals, and Green Bay Packers. He also played for the Texas Longhorns in college. He was only 36. Also of note, golfer Tiger Woods is done for the season. He won't go on to defend his title at the Tour Championship next week. CBS Sports reports he was eliminated from the BMW Championship this weekend and did not make the cut for the FedEx Cup. So that's it for Woods, at least for now. And one more thing. The basketball jersey that former President Barack Obama apparently wore in high school just sold for $120,000. Bleacher reports some of the money from the sale will go to the former president's high school. All right, we have more news ahead for you, but let's take a quick break right now to thank this week's sponsor, MM LaFleur. I know you're busy. We all have a lot going on. So this is a company that really tries making your life easier through clothes. MM LaFleur offers machine washable and wrinkle resistant fabrics, adjustable hems, roomy pockets, and more. Yet the clothes are still stylish and professional. And each item is designed with versatility in mind, so you get the most out of each outfit. I love having options so I don't waste time standing in my closet wondering what I should wear, especially when I'm in a hurry. We've all been there, right? So now MM LaFleur is taking the work out of dressing for work. And right now, new customers can get $25 toward their first purchase with the code NEWSWORTHY. Check it out or tell the women in your life. Just visit mmlafleur.com/newsworthy for more details and to redeem this gift. That's mmlafleur.com/newsworthy. And you can find a link in today's show notes. Now back to the news. Twitter wants to keep offensive messages out of your inbox, so it's testing a new feature to hide them. The Verge says it's Twitter's first filter for direct messages. So here's how it works. If Twitter thinks a DM is offensive, it will hide the message and send it to a separate folder. You can pull up this new folder under the existing message request section, and from there you can quickly delete the messages or read them if you want to. The new feature is part of Twitter's plan to stop online abuse. Twitter is testing it right now. From smartwatches to stick-on sensors, think flexible bandages that can track your pulse or your sweat. Yes, that could be the future of health monitors. TechCrunch reports researchers from both Stanford and Berkeley have made versions of these. The one from Stanford can monitor pulse and your breathing by tracking how the skin stretches and contracts with each heartbeat or breath. Right now, it's just a prototype, so more work does need to be done before it's ready. The one from Berkeley, it monitors sweat, so it can tell you several things about your body, like what electrolytes you may need more of. Both have some time before they hit the shelves, but the products are advancing. A new e-scooter could hit the streets as soon as next year, and this one could drive itself to charging stations. The scooter is called the Kick Scooter T60. It was created by a combination of the U.S. company Segway and the Chinese tech company Ninebot. Reuters reports the scooter has three wheels, two in the front and one in the back, and it uses artificial intelligence and the cloud to guide itself to charging stations without a human driver. This could be big news for scooter sharing companies who have to pay people to gather all their scooters up from sidewalks and streets just to charge them. Testing on this new version could start next month. IKEA is going all in on smart home tech. The furniture company is creating a brand new business unit for it and says it's the biggest new unit since children's IKEA. Already, IKEA has products for wireless charging and smart lighting and announced a partnership with Sonos for a new line of wireless smart speakers. It's not clear exactly what could be coming next, but IKEA says it's just getting started with smart home technology. This was a bit of a surprise. The movie Good Boys topped the box office over the weekend. Variety says the R-rated movie brought in $21 million, which exceeds expectations, and it's the first R-rated comedy to open in first place in 3 years. It also had the biggest opening compared to any other original comedy this year. The movie follows three 12-year-old boys who will do anything to get into a kissing party. The LA Times says so far six movies from Universal have opened at number one this year, matching Disney's record. Universal's Fast and Furious spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw, came in at number two, and The Lion King finished in third. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just check your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.